Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk.
And, we got Dan Pallotta in studio. You know, Dan, you kind of killed it. You know, we, great mojo coming out of that conversation with Rob and Lisa. Now, being a guy who is from Hanover, you had a chance to see Rob and Lisa as they were kind of walking out the door. Did you promise them that you're going to be in Hanover this Friday?
If I don't have to work, I will be in Hanover this Friday.
All right. Just making sure.
I work all over the state, so sometimes it's tough. Okay. But I do have a question for Rob.
But you do know that you're not eligible to spin
Rob
the wheel.
I want Rob to ask the question.
Is he
a history buff? Is who the last county commissioner from Hanover prior to me getting elected was? It's a good trivia question.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there one?
There is one who served for over a decade.
Oh. And again, the gentleman who is joining us here in studio for the next 20 minutes is the chairman of the Plymouth County Commissioners. I summoned him in here. Summoned him in here to be a part of the conversation because I believe that you are in the works of putting together your fiscal 2016 budget. There have been conversations. There have been rumors. So we wanted to hear it directly from you.
Well, the budget gets put together by the county commissioners, primarily the staff of the county commissioners, reviewed by the county commissioners, and voted by the county commissioners. This is the third budget that the current county commissioners have voted. The previous commissioners didn't vote their budgets. We vote our budgets, and we send them to the chairman of the advisory board, mm-hmm. which is like the town meeting of the county. The advisory board is meeting on June 11th, and they will have the opportunity to debate the budget and vote it. And we hope they pass it as it is. We think it's the first sound budget that I am quite confident will not have any cutbacks coming in the coming year. Each of the years that I've been involved in the county, we've always had one or two items that were tough. Last year, the legislature had approved two grants for us that we included in the budget, and the grant money never came. They got 9C late December, causing the turmoil that we had with the county in January and February, resulting in the loss of 12 jobs. At one point, we were going to cut 19, but in the end, we ended up losing 12. So, but this budget is sound. The revenues are sound. We have pretty good backup and data for everything.
So last time you were here, mm-hmm. our conversation kind of centered around cuts you had to make for fiscal 2015, and I think part of that was that there were some cuts that you had to make in the Registry of Deeds. You actually had to cut, 15 individuals?
We actually tried to not cut anybody. We made an offer to all three unions. We didn't discuss it at the time. The county commissioners will not discuss collective bargaining in the public. But we had made a pretty good offer that we thought that would save all members of the county, including cutbacks in not only the union staff, but the non-union staff.
Okay.
Across the board. And what ended up happening is the unions rejected the first offer. The clerical union rejected the second offer, but counter-offered something that worked, and two of the unions took what the clerical union had counter-offered, and we accepted that, so that prevented layoffs in the clerical union and the maintenance union. Unfortunately, the Registry of Deeds union did not seem to want to go in the same direction as the county commissioners, and we had to lay off 15. After we laid off the 15, about 2 weeks later, we had analyzed the numbers, and we figured we could get three back based on some savings that we had in insurance accounts.
So you're saying that there's 12 that have not been brought back?
There's 12 that have not been brought back. And the Registry of Deeds is doing a yeoman's job with his reduced staff. He's certainly not in a great place. But it's getting done, and it's not the best situation for the residents of the county, but it's the best that the county can do for the residents at this point in time.
Well, the Registry of Deeds is one of the top parts of the county that actually generates a dollar, right?
Well, that's kind of a misnomer. I hear that all the time. That's our cash cow. If we have one person,
but what's your other cash cow?
Well, let me finish my thought. Don't be interrupting me. I'm going to come across the table.
Is that your thermos?
No.
Oh, there's a thermos in here. I just noticed it.
The registry deeds, the funds that come in from the registry deeds are going to come in whether we have 60 employees or whether you have 20 employees.
Okay.
So it doesn't affect the registry deeds. What it affects is the customer service and the additional things the registry deeds can't do, like redacting Social Security numbers and things like that in old records. We've been going back year to year and redacting Social Security numbers, which used to be recorded. The registrar has...
Is that a privacy piece?
Yeah, it's a privacy piece. It's one of those unfunded federal mandates that came at us.
Yep.
The county did a pretty good job of getting a whole bunch of years done. But if you go back a couple of decades, you'll see that there's still some Social Securities out there.
Okay.
So I have to give it to the registrar for doing the best he could with what we've given him. And, he's not happy with the current situation, but I think he's happy to know that we've given him the most we can under the current situation.
So you're telling me with FY 2016, you're not going to be able to, forecasting it right now, you're not going to be able to bring back those 12. And is there possible, and this is a follow-up to that, once you answer that, is this the only place that we're going to see those layoffs that stay, or do we see more cuts to be able to balance this budget?
There won't be any more cuts to balance the budget. If the budget's passed as is, we're going to be status quo.
Okay.
We do have a few projects going on that will generate revenue, except for rather than projecting the revenue, which we had done in previous years, the county commission has made a conscious effort not to project the revenue, to zero out the revenue. And if the revenue starts coming in, we'll call a supplemental budget meeting and begin to restore the staff. It's pretty clear that the funding formula for a county is about as upside down and backwards as you can get.
Sure.
The pilgrims would have touched the rock and went back to England if they knew how convoluted it is. So I think that we're taking the right step. We're doing things that most government entities aren't. We're making the tough choices, but the up and down yo-yo of the county is a direct result of the county not having the ability to have a savings account. It's against the law for us to have a savings account. It's against the law for us to have a stabilization account, a rainy day account. We put a bill in 4 years ago, 2 years ago, to establish a stabilization account, and it didn't get passed by the legislature.
So at the end
of each... we've done it again this year.
So at the end of each year, what happens with any money?
At the end of each year, first of all, we haven't had any money at the end of each year.
Okay.
So I don't know what would happen. What would happen at the end of each year is it would fall out until there's an audit. Oh, my goodness, there was an audit when this group of commissioners got here. The current groups of commissioners are working on those audits now.
Okay.
We hope to have 11 and 12 available for the advisory board on the 11th. That would mean that this group of county commissioners got 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 done in the first 2 years. And 8, 9, and 10 were extremely difficult because we had the sheriff's department at the time, and those records are now with the state, and it's just not easy to get the backup data for them.
Yeah.
So, yeoman's work for a lot of people, and we got 5 years done. We're committed to getting 13, 14, 15 on the next agenda. We'll be an engagement letter to get the last three done.
Okay.
And we'll be like any other government entity, have our audits up to date, have our records in place. If we can get the stabilization account, this group of commissioners will have fiscally done a really wonderful job with the county.
I guess I a couple of things I have to ask you, and I would ask you this, and that is, I'm looking at, you were kind enough to bring us in the Plymouth County budget. You also brought in revenues that date back to fiscal 2012. And a couple of things that kind of pop out here at me. I see the county dredge. You get a county dredge account.
Mm-hmm.
You also have an engineering department. You have an OPEB liability. Now, a couple of these didn't exist, like example. Although, when I look at the county dredge, I see that the revenues from the county dredge carry over to the budget. So it seems as though it's something that generates, that's generated dollars that you have to spend on that particular
item. They're both good questions. The county commission has created the Plymouth County OPEB Trust, which is a trust.
OPEB stands for?
OPEB stands for Other Post-Employment Benefits.
Okay.
The
folks at home didn't know.
My apologies, those of you who want to know a primer on OPEB. It's basically the insurances that cities and towns promise the retirees.
Okay.
They pay them infinitely, I guess. The liabilities in each town are up there.
Yeah.
What the county commissioners have done through the great work of the county treasurer is establish a trust where communities can join. Today we have four government entities that are in the OPEB trust. We hope to have another five or six within 12 months.
Okay.
And we're going to pool the money and invest as a group. And the investments are controlled by the actual cities and towns. So the cities and towns will have a representative on the board, and that will be investing. It's a formula that's worked extremely well for the retirement board, which has outperformed the state five of the last 7 years, and we expect to do the same here. A city and town individually cannot do the same type of investment as the Plymouth County Investment Trust will be able to, Plymouth County OPEB Trust will be able to. The other thing that's important is the Plymouth County OPEB Trust is also available to Barnstable and Norfolk counties, and we are getting interest from those communities. The dredge.
Yeah, the dredge.
If you look in the budget, you'll see there's $250,000.
That was for the current fiscal year.
That was to purchase the dredge. We got a grant to do it. We had some debate last year about whether we should do it. Okay. Would it be used? Well, the town of Kingston appropriated $90,282.66, and they're going to be using the dredge this year to do work on the their dredging projects.
As of July 1st, right?
As of July 1st. Okay. So that's money in, money out. We don't have a staff with it.
Is that a new way to generate revenues, hopefully?
It's going to be a way to generate revenues. I think the county commissioners have set up a nice program that will emulate Barnstable County. Right now, Barnstable County has a dredging program that rotates around all the counties, all the towns on the Cape. Now, all of them are on the ocean. So Plymouth County doesn't have all of the communities on the ocean, so we're gonna peck away at this and slowly gain the trust of the communities and get them in to believe in the concept of the dredge.
One other thing I kind of notice is that
that was Commissioner Wright's
Sandra Wright.
Commissioner Sandra Wright worked her tail off of that. She did a great job.
No, I notice here that the commissioner's office is actually taking a $33,000 hit. Well, what are you losing for FY 2016 if you need to lose $33,000? Are you losing a staff member? Why is there a reduction?
There's a reduction because the non-union.
Or is it an adjustment because
the non-union members have taken a cut?
Oh, okay.
And the union members have taken a cut, and there was a small portion of a position that has not been replaced in regional services.
Where do things stand as far as legislation and getting some of our lawmakers, especially here on the South Shore, to band together and make you guys legitimate as a county, give you guys a charter?
We are legitimate as a county.
Are you?
We are. We're very legitimate. Unfortunately, we have laws that date back to 1685, but we're legitimate as a county. I can lay out a railroad. You need a railroad in your backyard? I can lay it out. I can have Commissioner Hanley come in here. We'll vote a railroad.
I'm hearing we need a third tunnel coming off the Cape, or maybe another bridge. You work on that?
I would love to work on that.
That's not in my county. Yeah.
That's Barnstable County.
What is the status of probably the key piece of legislation? And I know we talked about it last time, and that is the legislation that allows more money to come back to the county from the Registry of Deeds.
A couple of things. Legislatively, the county's done a really good job since Commissioner Hanley and Commissioner Wright and I started two and a half years ago. We've gotten $32 million worth of debt taken off the county books that was currently on the county books, which would eventually get to the cities and towns. Huge deal. related to the sheriff's liability when the sheriff's assets went to the state. They left us with the liability. So that is a huge win. What we haven't been successful on, but we're working on, is the cash flow. And the cash flow comes from Registry of Deeds excise tax. That excise tax bill, last week, Treasurer O'Brien and Commissioner Pallotta were up at the State House testifying on a change in the deeds excise bill to add 20 cents more to the tax. They'd be throwing more than just cases of tea in the water back in the day if you paid a dollar and 90 cents of the money went to the crown. And that's what's going on right now. 89.375 cents of every dollar we collect in registry deeds transfer tax goes to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and is spent in Pittsfield and spent in Worcester and spent in Greenfield and all the little towns out west.
And who set that number in the beginning?
The number in the beginning was 50% for the county and 50% for the state to establish a way for the counties to have funding.
Sure.
And it's been whittled away.
Sure.
The other major revenue for us is recording fees. In 1981, that was $10. Mm-hmm. Today, it's $77. In 1981, the county got $10. Today, we get $10. So the Commonwealth gets $67. We get $10. These are things that you know, people who live in Plymouth County should be mad over, that their tax dollars aren't staying in Plymouth County.
If folks want to kind of follow along what's going on, they want to see the budget.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. Okay. And if people can come into your office and get paper copies, or you don't have those available yet?
Yeah, we have paper copies available. Okay. We'll be happy to give anybody anything they want. We're gearing up right now for our advisory board meeting.
We were supposed to have advisory member here tonight, but they couldn't make it.
She couldn't make it. Okay. She was coming back.
I'd love to have the two of you in here. So, because nice to have the chair, the two chairs, two different
boards. Oh, she and I fight like cats and dogs.
But you were tied at the same.
Yeah, like me and Christine James. I do want to talk about two. I know you're looking at the clock. The county also has a couple other issues. Commissioner Hanley's been working on a trash initiative for the South Street landfill that's imminently going to be signed, that's going to be beneficial to our communities. We also have an energy deal that we awarded to Power Management of Quincy and Selectra to provide, it could be up to 12 megawatts of power. Right now we're looking at initially about 8 megawatts of power on land that we own, that again the energy credits will be going to the communities if they want them. Some communities have solar, some communities don't. We're working out the fine details. Hopefully we'll have it by the 11th. But that's an example of revenues. Once they start coming in, we'll start restoring the Registry of Deeds positions.
And when do you defend your goat milking championship from the county fair?
I am again challenging Commissioner Hanley to join Commissioner Wright and I in the goat milking contest this year at the county fair. I happen to think that Commissioner Hanley would do an outstanding job.
But right now you'll be the lone.
I'm the only one that's never won. I'm an utter champion.
There he is. Dan Pallotta, thank you very much for coming in and
thanks
joining
for having us. And we want to help out on any regional issue. Don't be afraid to call us and ask us to help.
Excellent. Very good. If you missed any of the conversation with Dan, don't forget, we do put our podcast up. You just got to go to the WATD webpage, the homepage, and look for Monday Night Talk and click on that. We will step aside. And when we come back, we have Hillary Lovell from Signature Healthcare. And we're going to be talking about their big health and wellness expo coming up on June 6th. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Monday Night Talk.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.